Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au. We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
It's a very special Sunday session today, Fat Boy, because footy season is done, and that means so am I.
I can't believe it. Old one-out Brownless will carry us again for the rest of the year, Jimmy boy. So be listening tomorrow as I let loose.
Car crash radio comes to mind. But today, we're going to look back at the best moments of 2021. Like when we heard Ray Chamberlain's best sledge.
Ooh. Also, we'll hear about the time that you couldn't get off the dunny.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
Yeah, I had problems with my back.
Oh, well, and I've got a very good joke.
Doubt it. Plus, we get an idiot song that perfectly sums up exactly where you're at, Fat. But next...
Oh, shut up, Jimmy boy. I'll take it from here, thank you. We go back. Back in time. First week on air in 2021. I carry the show for 6 weeks. And I had some things to get off my guts.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Interesting timing.
Five, four, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
I'll tell you who's really been annoying me. And he's been annoying me for a long, long time, Jim.
Oh, okay.
This bloke is that far ahead of himself, it's not funny.
Really?
He goes to the dunny, thinks that what comes out of his freckle smells like perfume.
Jeez.
He swaggers around like he owns every joint he walks into. He can't walk past a mirror without stopping to enjoy what he sees. His ideas are better than everyone else's. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants.
Who are you talking about?
You! 6 weeks ago, I turned up here and started working. Oh, Wilbur, at the coalface, while you're drinking wine, playing golf, carrying on like a real proper cocker smack. Ratings Brownless has to carry the station again while Dickhead Brayshaw does what he likes. You know what you are, Jim?
What?
A entitled...
You mean... And...
Shut the up! You haven't been here long enough to interrupt me! It's like I always say...
What do you always say?
He who laughs last... didn't get the joke! Jim, I'm going to management. I'm going to go Fitz because I'm sick of this Jim with his mate Punter. Jim taking over from Bruce. Jim down at Port Ferry. What about Jim turns up the... Any chance? How's that for an idea? Turn up and do something on the rush hour.
It's awesome.
Oh, he's gone.
How did I know? How did I know that was coming?
Oh, day two and you've copped it.
Oh,
like
God. Off, Jim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
We've both obviously had our own careers.
Wives.
And in fact, I hadn't, as you know, I had a very bad back still to this day. But as a cricketer, it caused me some distress for quite a while. And when talking to Mel got me thinking about how the some of the positions, I knew you'd go there with it.
Well, that's some no of the, good for your back.
Some of the things you do that must cause your wife distress. And I'm talking about having a bad back, Fat. So facet joint inflammation I used to have, and every now and then it would just twing. And when it twinged, you actually couldn't move. Like you were locked
couldn't
into
get
that
out
position.
Of bed.
Well, if out it was of out of bed, you couldn't get out of bed. Couldn't get up. We were locked. And so, Fat, on more than one occasion at our house, I don't know what it was with the position that I was in, on the throne.
Oh, no.
Number twos.
No, locked up.
Fat.
Jim, I don't want to hear this.
Locked
story.
Up.
I know it's a Friday Bill, fruity, Jim, but...
So I'm parked on the throne.
Oh, perhaps.
Bill.
Play the music.
Post. What? Post. Yeah. Not pre, but post. And I can't move.
So what do you do?
Well, then what do you do?
You call for
the
Dahl.
You, the Dahl's got to come in.
I haven't spoken to her all day.
Bill, she's got to come in and basically get you up off the throne.
And
Bill, you actually,
oh, no.
And people who have had, you know, nerve issues with their back will know that you 100% cannot move. So you're stuck in a position.
So she'd help you up.
You have to be helped up off the throne.
Oh, no.
Bill. And it wasn't,
no.
The room wasn't smelling at its
no,
best
no,
at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly, I gather that.
In fact, you're stuck. I know
you think yours doesn't smell. But
I did. And on these occasions, I vividly remember that it did.
And
but, Bill, the game was, you know, I had to be reporting in the Adelaide Oval or whatever in an hour's time from there.
Ooh.
So basically, Fat, you had to get up off the toilet. And then driven into the ground, and then Steve Saunders, the physio, would work on you for 40 minutes before you then got strapped up and out, and you did your best to get through the day. But all of that is what sports people put up with. But the Dahl having to put up with, that's no fun.
No, no, geez.
Bill, you're just trying to start your day. Suddenly you get a call from the smallest room in the house. And Bill, I vividly remember.
Think about it.
My arms had to go out the front like that, and it was like 1, 2, 3. It was like Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Remember when he got pulled off the dunny because it was an explosive? It was like that, Bill. You had to rock and then get pulled basically front on off the throne. No wife signs up for that.
No, they don't. But I think it's in health and what else was it in the
Oh, you
vowels.
Were listening, were you?
The vowels, Jim.
Better or worse?
Better or worse,
sickness
there you go.
Sickness or in health?
Sickness or in health, Jim. There you go. I did get stuck on one of mine, I remember. I couldn't get it out.
What, the vowels?
The vowels.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no.
I thought we were talking about the
other thing. Not on
the Come throat. On, Fat.
Oh, Rover.
You're not going to get someone to pull you off the toilet because you can't get it out.
No, no.
That's not what we're talking about.
I was talking about the vowels.
Oh, were you?
That's just places we didn't want.
Well, Bill, all I'm saying is that the women do it tough.
They do. They do. And
they see you at your worst.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Especially when you get my own pissed at 3.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe
it. So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through.
This man has umpired well over 300 AFL games, including 3 grand finals.
Raise away.
Raise away.
And he may well be tougher than some of the players.
Oh, he's kicked it out of midair. Ray Chamberlain's taking a tumble. Copped it right in the nuts, I reckon. And he's loving it too, Ray. Well played.
Please welcome Razor Ray Chamberlain.
He's one of Triple M's own, Fat, and you know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't take himself too seriously.
He has a bit of fun
and
with
that
it.
That is what we love about Ray Chamberlain, who joins us now. Razor.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Oh, good. And a bit about you, because to be honest, I haven't taken a lot of interest in your background, but you grew up in Canberra. Did you play?
The south side.
Oh, whereabouts?
Tuggerong Valley with guys that you might know that were around my age, guys like Aaron Hamill and Craig Bolton, Justin Blumfield, those boys.
Yeah, good. And then did you ever play footy or were you always an umpire?
I played a couple hundred games for the same club as those lads.
Oh.
But I was a better player at cricket than footy. I played the odd rep game and that, but I wasn't very good, mate.
Tougher, a much tougher game to be good at too, Razor. I've said this for a long time.
I like this from you, Jim. Yeah. This is we need to band together on this.
Yeah, I bet you're a good hooker and puller because all the best hookers and pullers are little blokes, aren't they?
I didn't get a lot of hard volleys. There weren't too many. They had a punch to recover.
Oh, and tough, too, as a rule. Little Stumpy Laird and Mike Folletta. All the little blokes
Ten Dooker and Bradman.
Because everything flies around their loaf.
Exactly.
Now, Razor, how are you seeing it all, mate? We love the way you go about the umpiring caper. And I actually think the umpires are doing a bloody good job. I know you're copping it a bit for whatever reason, holding the ball, etc., but you get a lot expected of you, and I obviously see a lot of footy, and I reckon the standard of umpiring overall has been bloody good.
Thanks, Jim. We think we're doing well in a few areas. We know we've got areas every week to improve. You know, teams go out and they talk about having four quarters of performance. They're judged on their four quarters every week. And and for us, you know, we have 9x4, right? So we've got to navigate all of that, and because we have 9 separate games. And we can, you know, if we have a bit of a dip, let's say, in one or two quarters in one game, often the narrative is just around that. And the other 34 quarters might have been handled, you know, really quite reasonably well. So that's our challenge every week. We understand it. And we take it seriously in terms of wanting to deliver for the game and for the players and the spectators. But, you know, the other thing I'll say is the game's predicated on having discussion. You do understand that. Like, reasonable time, prior opportunity, genuine attempt, they're all subjective things. And it means that we're chatting about it all week, which I think's actually a blessing for our game.
Well, and the other thing, and this is pertinent to me, of course, as a North Melbourne man, I can watch us play Razor for 7 minutes and we'll commit 15 errors in that time.
Yes.
Missed targets, hand and foot turnovers.
We're all human.
Missed tackles. So what the footy viewers have got to understand is footballers commit mistakes all the time, so the odd one from an umpire has got to be accepted as part of the game.
I just think as part of life, you know, I've sent an email this morning and said, please see attached. And I didn't put the attachment on, you know, like, you know, so, you know, don't have to put me in the middle of Fed Square and throw stones at us. Well, I reckon we can bounce back. So I think you're right. I think, you know, the way we potentially view what we expect from officiating is probably a little unreasonable, but at the same time, I do love the energy and the passion at the ground. I've got no drama with people cheering and barricading and all that sort of stuff. I just think every now and again when we get away from it or we get online, probably we pull our heads in a bit.
Mm. Hey, I remember back in my day when I was playing, after the game you'd have a beer with the opposition side, but the umpires had come in, which was bloody good because you'd have a beer with them and you actually say, gee, they are human, you know? So I don't know if we'll get back to that, but that was good times.
They were. Every now and again, you know, this is obviously pre-COVID, you bump into the odd soul in, you know, another far-flung part of the world.
Yeah.
And the beers that you might have missed out during the year, you certainly made up for. And I think that's probably part of the footy culture that hasn't died. You know, the guys, the players are incredibly supportive. They're really reasonable and they treat us sensationally well, I have to say that. And again, that's probably one of the things that I love most about being involved in the AFL.
Now, Razor, as part of my own incredibly good football career in the Waffle at Claremont,
here we go.
I've told this story before, but I loved it. I'm standing on the mark, a real ordinary holding free, and this bloke had a shot 30 out. Umpire's lining him up right next to me, and I said to him, why don't you go back and take the kick for him? But I didn't say that. I said something a little bit worse. And Razor, this bloke, without batting an eyelid, said, why don't you keep taking up new sports? One day you'll find one you're good at. The whole playing group pissed themselves laughing. Exactly. I turned to this bloke and said, mate, touche.
That's not touche.
Too good.
Those days are gone now with the microphones.
Yes.
We don't dare have a joke.
But I dare say you would have copped some good sledges. What's been the best, you reckon, Raymond?
Yeah, there's probably, you get a bit bored of the Bilbo and Frodo Baggins sort of references, but without doubt, being copping the old, the dingo took the wrong Chamberlain.
Oh, no!
Oh,
come on!
Without doubt, peerless.
Was that a player or a supporter?
That one come from over the fence. That came from the people that matter most, which are the fans. And I've got to say, I just lost it. I went, that is so good. I'd never heard it before.
Great chatting to you, Razor Ray.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player. Even basketball player.
Oh, no. All right, so we read this morning that Sportsbet have framed a market for who's going to replace Bob Murphy over at the AM station SEN owned by Hutchie, our man, V8 supercar driver. So, and old Bins Brownless, old September, I think came in at about $20. Or so, where were you placed in the market?
$28, Jim.
Ooh. Okay, so I suggest Hutchie, I know he's a busy man, and I know he's got a lot on, but I suggest if Hutchie's even thinking about ringing your manager, he needs to listen to the idiot song right here.
And the lovely girl said, Blue Grenadier, Red Emperor, Snapper, Whiting, John Dory, Flathead.
What? Now,
Jim, where have all these fishes come from? Now wallabies.
Oh, yes.
Fire up, tiny little furry marsupials.
Come to me wild and wild.
It's getting embarrassed. Ah, the same as Sickles. Haven't you heard Def Leppard? Give me everything I need. Lord Mayweather, better than Muhammad Ali. Give me a lifetime. I got asthma. And there hasn't been this yet. Speak the language of love like you know what it means. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Phenomenon. Maddie So I'm a stolen handle good. A bit of some clunk, blah, blah, blah. Have a listen to this weatherman.
All right, Jim. What's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinkliest thing on your grandma?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinkliest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
What's the wrinkliest?
And he said, Jim,
yes,
a burglar got stuck. A burglar got stuck down a chimney to him.
Burglar.
And he actually said that.
A burglar.
A bike trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
Oh, whoa!
Well, sometimes it doesn't work. And me head or something. It doesn't come from there down to me mouth.
It doesn't work.
I don't know what happens, but it doesn't work.
There's a blockage.
Oh, is there? I think I might have an enema.
Oh, mate. Maddie Haywood, take a bow. That is absolutely superb. And, of course, Bill, that's a best of.
Well, it's very ironic, that song, Jim.
Why?
Because simply the best. And Tina says it there, you're the best. And she's talking about AWB.
Why is that ironic?
Well, it's just what ironic means, that it's ironic that she's singing that and it's about me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Oh! And Triple M. People ask me a lot of the time about the old footy show days, and they say to me, "What have you got one thing that happened beyond any others during the 11 years you did that show that you remember and makes you giggle more than any other?" And I say, yes.
What was it, Jim?
I have.
What is it, my friend?
We did a grand final footy show.
Where?
At Rod Laver Arena.
How big was that?
14,000 people.
Yep.
And so when you have a big sort of stage production show like that, Rabbits Bartholomew, it's important you get off to a good start.
Yeah.
So it's important your first gag really flies.
Oh, as Bill says, start well and you'll end well.
No, you've got to start well.
You got to. So we go, okay, how we do it. So we always did the production piece, which was magnificent.
Yes.
The songs and all the rest
music.
Of it. So that got the house really rocking. Then out we all came and there were bloody fireworks and all of that. And we hit the stage and that's all good.
Yeah.
Gary and myself, of course, and then there's the old enforcer, and you want your panel, your first panel, to really resonate.
Oh, no.
So I reckon Swanee was there at that stage, the Brownlow medalist. Yeah. I can't remember who. Oh, sorry, it might have been Crawford. Who else was there? And then making a big entrance at the end of the first panel was old Fat. Anyway, 14,000 people on the edge of their seats.
Rod Laver.
Out comes Fat. I can't remember what the reason was, but during the week, the production meeting, Fat goes, I've got an idea.
Fat didn't say this.
I've got an idea.
I got tired.
I reckon if we get this great big huge fan, like an industrial size, like a 10-foot fan, and it nearly blows me off the stage with whatever the hell I've got on. Anyway, he's saying that, Sam and I are sitting in the same production meeting going, I can't really see that working.
No.
So I don't see how that's going to work, how it's going to look good.
Big fan.
Bill's like, don't worry, trust me, I'll hit the stage. This fan will nearly push me off the stage. Oh, the Jim. Noise, the...
Jim.
So we do all of the setup perfectly. Yeah. Couldn't have got underway better.
Away.
Out comes Fat.
And the fan.
The fan, I don't reckon the blades actually went the whole way around.
It was like a fan you'd have at home.
Bill.
your boy down at Kmart for $20.
You could have walked through that fan. It did not blow one bit of wind at you or anything else.
Well, I kept my hair on, so.
But fat standing there,
and I'm standing there going, looking Bill, at the. What are you doing? What's it? Now let me just correct you a bit.
So we helped you out.
Yeah, you're great. Oh, yeah. Going well, fat. Going well. Geez, you're fine.
How's this fan gag going, fat?
No, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, we got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look. So they had a fan there. They turned it on, and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze. Bit of breeze. So I thought, oh, yeah, and they said, when we're on live, we'll turn it right up.
Right up.
Turn it right up.
Crank it up.
Because I think they wanted me cheeks to, things like that. Yeah. Yeah. There was a dog out the window.
You might have your stupid cat suit on or something. Yeah, it was one of those sort of visual jobs.
So I thought, oh, yeah, didn't think about it, which you should when something like that's very important. Everyone's watching you.
Well, the whole world's watching.
And we're away, and I remember standing there, and they turned it up, and there was just no wind. There was no wind.
It wasn't even rotating.
And I'm standing there going, don't get out of here, Jesus.
The
what
whole
are you doing,
show
fat?
Relied on your gag. And
it's
I'm sitting there, and I reckon I had some wee-wees coming out of me. That's how much I was laughing. It was the funniest thing
and
ever.
And it's hard to come back from that.
No, that was you for the show.
Flat.
You were done.
Bang, fat was flat.
No, you were.
Oh, I couldn't come back because it just didn't work. No. Not my fault.
No, it was your
fault. Producer's fault. I think it was Rob.
You're standing a couple of metres away and we just started piling in.
Go well, fat.
This is good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, hey, champ, what's going on here? He said, Spandau Ballet.
Spandau.
So I go.
Aaron, of course, the main man at TaylorMade and looks after us with amazing product for quizzes and things like that. Mm. But what they've also done is released the Sim 2 driver, which I have had in my bag now for about a month and a half. It is unbelievable.
Have you?
Unbelievable.
When did you get that and how did you get that?
They just delivered it to my house. Ooh. But Bill, I'm going to get to that in just a second. But it was, it is an incredible piece of equipment.
Oh, good.
It's unbelievable. Mm. So if you're out there and you love your golf and you want a new driver, get hold of the Sim 2. It is nuts. Now, Aaron, who runs TaylorMade, contacted me a while ago about something else. And after we finished the conversation, he said to me, and while you're at it, when do you start back on the Rush Hour? I said, too soon.
A couple of weeks,
week and a half. He goes, ask Bill what happened to his Sim 2 driver. So what did happen to it?
You haven't heard this story?
No.
You haven't been listening to the Rush Hour?
I haven't listened to a second of it.
Well, Jim, I was doing some advertising for TaylorMade.
Were you?
Over the breaks, and we had a very good, funny ad.
Right.
About dropping the Sim 2 driver, okay? And I was going to let it go, and anyway, America dropped it before, actually, and they weren't supposed to. Anyway, so
what does that mean?
Nothing. Well, anyway, I was going to get this beautiful Sim 2 driver delivered.
Superb.
In good faith, because I've been doing a little bit of work for him, Jim?
Okay.
So, anyway, you wouldn't believe it. Old Fat's waiting for the Sim 2 driver to come along, and Loose Wheels, our girl, breaks into the room here, this studio, Jim, while we're on air, during transmission. She breaks in and has this to say.
The driver was supposed to be put with a courier to be sent to us here today. Yeah. So you can have some photos with it, give it a test run.
Has it been stolen?
Couriers were really busy. So what we did instead, well, when I say we, we booked an Uber, right?
Yes.
Goes in the Uber so we can track it.
Oh,
gets
no.
picked up from TaylorMade.
Yes.
Out in Clayton, I
yes,
think.
It is, yeah.
Driver cancels the trip. Once he's picked it up, the trip's on its way. We can see it coming in. The trip is cancelled.
No. Oh, no.
Trip is cancelled.
He's playing golf right now with
Uber,
my driver.
Uber driver deletes his account. We cannot track him.
Oh, you're kidding.
The driver has the driver.
Shifty.
And we still don't have it.
The shifty now, mother. That is a good golfing story. Wow. Unusual. So that is true.
That's a 100%
true. So, Lumo, what would the driver be worth?
Why I'm here.
What's it worth?
It's over $1,000.
Oh. Yes. Oh. So the Uber driver has deleted all contacts.
We cannot track him. We're trying to contact Uber to try and get some kind of background info.
And that's my driver.
Not anymore.
Get stuffed, Uber driver. You can't do that. That's
Fat.
What happened.
Have you tracked it down?
Well, no, he cancelled the trip. So he picks up the driver.
Yes. No, I heard
he's driving along, looking at it, cancels his trip. Then he deletes his account. So, no, they couldn't find it.
We have not found it since.
No, so it's floating around. If you see a Uber driver playing with it.
Because that's what you're going to do.
Well, a Sim 2 driver. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, right. Well, so honestly, if you're picking it up at Albert Park, you go, that's the dirty bloody Uber driver that pinched Bill's drive. Because you just know it to look at him, would you?
So you know what we did then?
What'd you do?
Onions had to get into a car from here, drive out to Clayton, actually get the driver and bring it back for Anthony
Which
Wynn.
Is probably what Onion should have done in the first place.
Well, you'd think if you got an Uber driver to do that, that'd work.
We found his name.
Did we? What was his name?
Gruber.
No.
Gruber.
Gruber.
100%.
Gruber the Uber.
Gruber the Uber driver. Stole Fats
Gruber.
Sim 2.
His name's not Gruber.
100% it's Gruber. Oh, he can't be Jim called Gruber. Him.
Gruber.
Gruber the Uber driver. Oh. Bill, he's driving your driver.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Ah, Jimmy boy, an old religious lady goes to the pet shop to buy a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is fine until she brings the parrot home, Jim, and it begins to swear.
Again, we're going with this one.
Did I tell this?
No, but you were talking about a swearing parrot yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, this is different. This is an
different
old lady.
Right, old lady brought
it home. Yeah. And she brought it home, Jim, and began to swear. F this and F that and F you. And finally, the old lady had enough, Jim. Hmm. So she got the parrot and shoved it in the freezer.
Oh, no.
Slams the door shut. Anyway, it's pounding on the door. It's squeaking. It's shouting. It's swearing. And then it all goes quiet. And the poor old lady goes, wowee, I might have done something, might have hurt the poor old bird. So she opens up the freezer. The parrot walks out calmly and steps gently onto the lady's outstretched hand, Jim. The parrot looks in the lady's eyes and said, I am truly sorry if my language offended you and it will not happen again. I am very, very sorry. And if I may ask, what did the chicken do?
Oh, no. Just a boring story about a parrot.
Well, Jim, the chicken.
At a frozen
90
chicken.
Second story.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Frozen chicken. He must have swore a lot or did something bad, Jim. That's not bad.
No, it's horrible.
I know you like it.
No, it's,
I know you're trying to have a little smirk.
No.
Yeah.
Not a, no.
And Rabs, you wouldn't know what funny was.
Philly Brownless is the best.
Now let's go.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.